Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We are going to tackle the local sports scene here on this segment of Drive Time Sports. A lot going on right now in the middle of the fall season. During that last break, just heard an update on the USU Eastern volleyball team climbing all the way to number 10 in the national rankings. But we also talked about the USU Eastern baseball and softball teams playing at a new facility beginning this spring. They're going to make the transition to Helper, and they will be playing at Gardner Field. The American Legion baseball field, as many know it by. We're going to talk about that and more right now. Joining us live in the studio, we have two special guests. We have Price City Mayor Mike Corianis, and we have USU Eastern Chief Campus Administrator Doug Miller. And gentlemen, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Oh, Jordan, it's our pleasure.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Really
Definitely.
Appreciate you having us here.
Oh, I love having you guys in the studio. I know there is a lot to get into. And so, Doug, we're going to start with you. The exciting news that has kind of gone through the entire community that the USU Eastern baseball and softball teams will be transitioning, making the move up to Helper and playing on the American Legion field, which has a huge tradition and it's got a lot of history.
Oh, it absolutely does. And this is something that we're incredibly excited about, Jordan. Yeah, there's such a pronounced and distinct history to that Gardner Field in Helper, and we're really excited to be a part of it. If you think back, and these are times before you, me, or frankly the mayor, Helper's a baseball town, and
yep.
and we're part of a large community that loves and supports baseball. When American Legion, especially as coal country was growing and become a part of these communities, you had teams like the Helper Merchants and the Provo Timps all playing on that field, and we're excited to be part of growing that again. Now, we won't have a lot of Utah-based teams coming. We'll have some, but we're going to be in the Scenic West. We'll have a lot of teams coming, playing some great baseball, led by our head coach, Kirk, who's done such a great job building a program.
Yeah, when you talk about the Scenic West Athletic Conference, I know a lot of the kids that are from the area have actually gone on to play at other Scenic West Athletic Conference schools. I mean, be it kids that played here locally or kids that come from other high schools. And every time I've talked to a Legion coach or I talk to a kid from that was here that went and played out of the area, they always come back for Legion baseball. And they love playing at Gardner Field. That's always kind of been the story behind it, right? People look forward to playing at that field.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And that's a big part of this. You know, we have a great relationship. USU Eastern has a tremendous relationship with Price City. And I credit and attribute a lot of that to our mayor. Mayor Mike has done a great job in ensuring that we have the support that we need from the community, these stakeholders that care deeply about our success, because we serve their children, quite frankly, and serve the community. But when we went and met with Price City and talked about these other opportunities that were coming our way, we found that we had a lot of support from Price City, from the mayor and the city council, to understand that we're building our impact and influence throughout the entire region. And so a lot of thanks is owed to Mayor Mike for this happening.
Well, let's bring in Mayor Mike Corianis. So, Mayor, I know it's probably sad for some people that USU Eastern's not going to be playing in Price City, but as Doug Miller was just talking about a few moments ago, you guys have been extremely supportive in this endeavor and moving both the softball and the baseball teams up to one field. And there's positives for everyone in this situation.
Absolutely, Jordan. You know, as we talked prior to this, I really feel like, you know, with Legion diminishing, I felt like, you know, baseball was, you know, on a way out up in Helper.
Yeah.
And we all talked about the memories of that field. And so with the college moving up there, the positive impact that it's going to be for, you know, Carbon County. I'm not just saying Price City. I'm saying Carbon County as a whole. Because everybody knows that I love the athletes at our university or in our community. We want to see them succeed. And this opportunity to play on a historic field, number one. Number two is to play under lights. You know, that's going to be huge. Part of this, and we talked about how now people will be able to watch baseball in the community late at night, have a nice hot dog and popcorn, and take their families out. I mean, baseball is a family sport, and I think, you know, Kirk Haney is developing those athletes in our community from the youngest of young to the oldest, and that's what's huge in my eyes, is that he's vested in making this program, baseball, stay alive in our community.
I'm a big fan of continuity. I'm a big fan of uniform. And the idea of the softball and baseball team playing on the same field, in my mind, it goes a very long way. I think if we take a look at other schools throughout this conference, everything typically happens at one central location. And Mayor Mike, as long as you and I have talked, which is many, many, many years, I think we agree on the same sentiment. The county and the city have to work hand in hand, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so when you take all of the aspects that I just mentioned and combine it together, this is there's a lot of positives here. I love the fact that at the Legion Field, that is now USU Eastern. We don't have them here. We don't have them here. We have everything together. I think that goes a long way in the field of athletics.
Absolutely. And it's going to say something to those visitors coming in that, hey, we're behind our teams.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan, you and I have traveled to CSI, and we've seen those community people sit in those stands.
Yeah.
They don't have any tie to those athletes, but they love sports up there. And I think that's what this is going to do for our athletes, that you're going to see the community get behind this, and it will grow this program.
Again, our guest right now, we have Price City Mayor Mike Corianis and also Doug Miller of USU Eastern, Chief Campus Administrator. Doug, I want to jump back over to something that you had mentioned, and I think that this is fantastic. It's something that I had never thought of. The idea now that USU Eastern is really spreading its athletics throughout the Castle Country area. So if we have rodeo in Emory County, and we have basketball in Price, now we have baseball in Helper. So, you know, when we look at USU Eastern being kind of a central figure for all of our high school athletes, which, you know, for those who listen to the show enough, I mean, I'm a huge advocate of high school athletes. It seems like this move for USU Eastern puts the school in all different areas of the Castle Country, and I think that's huge as well.
No, without question. Yeah, and that's, if there's a singular driving mission of USU Eastern, it's to be an active and engaged participant in the communities that we serve. And that extends throughout this service region. It includes Emory County. It includes Carbon County. And this is a move that puts that into a very tangible and clear represented component to say, here we are, and we're committed to this success of building an experience-based good for Helper while also serving all of those stakeholders we have in Price and in Emory County as well.
And as we were talking off the cuff, as far as the baseball and the softball teams, that starts this week. I mean, they're up there at Gardnerfield this week.
They sure are. Yeah, if you want to see some folks practicing, I wouldn't suggest it. Let's let them get some hours behind them. But that's where they're at right now. They're engaged in prepping for the season. We're going to have some successful teams, some very, very good teams playing. And we're devoted to serving the region. We have the Day of Caring coming up this Saturday. And I can tell you our athletic teams will be present and engaged in all of these areas, but in particular serving the Price City field, because we're still engaged there to some extent, supporting Pinnacle and their season that's coming up, and then also out at Gardner Field as well.
I have to ask what the reaction has been around campus, be it in the athletic department with our student athletes, whoever it may be, because to me, again, we've talked about the setting at Gardner Field, just how beautiful it is, right? I mean, it's just a different setting. What's been the overall reaction to the student athletes that will be playing on that field?
Yeah, there are rare circumstances when I have to worry about news getting out in front of me, and this is one of those where the mayor and I have probably been communicating more than we ever have, and we actually talk quite a bit, but we have had to be very active ensuring that we're having this conversation with you, Jordan, mm-hmm. before somebody else decides to take the bull by the horns and gets this out in front of the public. So folks are incredibly excited, and our teams, I would say, elevate that even more.
That's fantastic. Mayor Mike, I'm going to jump back over to you, because as Doug was just talking about just a moment ago, being supportive of some of the other high schools as well, I think it's important to mention that the baseball field is not just going to sit idle now. I mean, there is plenty of use for it, and I think that goes a long way. I think people are always concerned about that, right? Does this field now, does this piece of property become a landfill? Well, that's not going to be the case.
No, absolutely not. And you know, I give credit to the Atwood family, Toy Atwood. We talked about that prior to this, that, you know, he had a vision of keeping baseball in the community and keeping it active. And that's what's going to happen, is that there's field. I mean, we talked about Pinnacle playing on this field. And there again, that's Ray Jones that came into our community for sports, and now he's, you know, actively engaged in sports for Pinnacle. We have baseball, and Pinnacle is playing their baseball. Their baseball team is playing on that field. I think that's huge, you know, for our community and for, you know, Pinnacle School. Not only Pinnacle, but Babe Ruth. Now we can move teams around. You know, we tried, and Jordan, I think the other thing is Price City was actively engaged with the university and the school district trying to put a softball field up in this area, trying to, you know, think of those softball players, we just couldn't get it done. So with Helper coming into the picture, now they're answering that need, and I think that should be looked at as, you know what, we're going to make this work for those athletes, but in the high school and also at the university.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to share as well, you know, that this, if we think about the context of collaboration and making it work, it requires all the constituents that we have. It includes our citizens who are stakeholders of the university. But this is, in my opinion, while we're talking about sports, that may seem very simple, it's a much bigger picture than that. You know, Mayor Lanise and Helper looked at what they've built and grown with their artistic community and these other elements. They really are pushing an experience-based good that's being very, very successful. And they presented this opportunity for us to be a part of that, that we aren't coming in and saying we're a standalone softball and baseball, but we're contributing to a larger whole. And that, as a part of a growing initiative, that's really, really important for the university to recognize that that's really the role we fill. And we'll continue to do that for Price City. We have a number of programs and projects that are in the works with Price City that are championed by Mayor Corianis and the Price City Council. So those things won't stop. It's just growing the influence and impact that we continue to have.
I think the term is culture, right? I think it's overused, but in the same sense, it can go a long way. I mean, if you have Price City, Helper City, Carbon County, USU Eastern all working together, the culture that's developed for students and student-athletes locally, the community in general, I mean, it's going to go a long way, and that's kind of what I see happening here.
Well, high tides raise all ships, and that's what we're trying to do as Carbon and Emory County, as a university. You know, how many other towns can say they have a university in their community? And that's huge for us, you know. And how do we develop and make the university grow? Because we need to grow. I and everybody can see that, you know, the pressures on fossil fuels is something that we're trying to develop, and we want to see our university develop those programs to keep our students here, you know, our local students, but also bring other students in. And I think that's what we're achieving with this. It's, you know, there's not a line drawn in the sand with anything that we're going to work on here. If we take that line away, guess what? We achieve many things coming to the table and saying, you know, sharing that same vision. I think that's the vision that, you know, from this radio interview that we're going to do, is that our vision is going to be shared, and we're asking the community to share in that vision to make our community stronger. You know, when if Helper's doing their thing and we're doing our thing and Emory County's doing their thing, we're not as strong. But when we're all together and we have the university, you know, as the center point of this, guess what? We're going to win.
Well, gentlemen, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. Again, the big news, USU Eastern Baseball and Softball moving to Helper at Gardner Field. That's the American Legion Field. They'll begin play there this spring, but already starting practices there as we speak. So, guys, I definitely appreciate you coming in to talk about this move. I know it's a big deal. Doug, as you alluded to, a lot of people have been talking about this now for months, but it is final, it is official, and we can look forward to seeing some baseball played at Gardner Field.
Absolutely. Thanks a bunch, Jordan.
Thank you, Mayor, as well.
No, Jordan, thank you. And like I've always said, you know, you've brought sports to the community. You're tying all those shoestrings together, and we couldn't do it without you, so thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. We've got to pause for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to stick with the Diamond Talk. We're going to flip to the big leagues. Former big league pitcher Bill Lasky is going to join us, as he does each Wednesday. We'll jump all the way around and talk about last night's thriller between the Dodgers and Angels, where Shohei Ohtani put on a show, but Mookie Betts was the man of the hour. That's coming up next when we return. It's Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios.